Once again, the big news of this day from Cairo, 2.5 weeks after Egyptians first took to the streets demanding the resignation of their president, Hosni Mubarak has stepped down. The World's Ben Gilbert is in Cairo. He has been hearing a lot of those chants in the past 24 hours. Ben, as you've watched events unfold there at the epicenter of the protest in Tahrir Square, can you tell us how many people are still out in the square now and what they're doing?
Well, there are still hundreds of people flowing into the square just below my window here in the hotel, and there are still thousands of people in the square, and on the roads nearby, people are driving up and down the roads, honking their horns. There are fireworks coming from the square and other places around the city. On the Nile River, some of the boats that have been out of work since the tourists left 2 weeks ago, they are flashing their lights. They're out on the Nile. It's really a celebratory, jubilant mood here in Cairo tonight.
Do you know if they're going to be keeping up the tent city that exists in the square right now? Will they continue the protests?
Well, that's a question that's on everyone's mind right now, and I think that that relates to what the military is going to do, the military who have now assumed power in Egypt, what they're going to do. And I think tonight everyone down there is celebrating, playing drums, enjoying their victory tonight. But many protesters have said to me that Mubarak going in the past few days, when I've interviewed them, they said that former President Mubarak going would not be enough and that they wanted the whole regime changed. And they also wanted other steps, caused the emergency law to be canceled, which has been in effect for 30 years, and also free and fair elections. So it really depends on the next several days or weeks what we're going to see the military do and how much say the protesters will have in this new situation.
Is there any sign of the army there, either on the square or outside the square throughout Cairo?
The army is still everywhere. I mean, they have not moved their positions as far as I can tell, but around the downtown area, around the square here, now there are young children and families who have brought their kids to climb up on top of the tanks, and there have been kids kind of playing on the tanks all night with the soldiers, really a friendly atmosphere here.
All right, and I also wonder what it was like for you, Ben. You've covered the region for quite some time, but what it was like for you to see all of this transpire today?
Well, after having just gotten here a few days ago, and actually I was just in the room here watching on TV some of the video footage from 10 or so days ago when the area below me was filled with tear gas, when there were Molotov cocktails being thrown back and forth between people attacking the peaceful protesters. I mean, really, it's an amazing moment for not just Egypt and for what the Egyptian people have done, but I think also a historic day in the Arab world in terms of autocratic rulers who bully their people as opposed to actually listening to their people and actually giving their people a say in government. It looks like this is the second domino to fall in the last few months, and perhaps it won't be the last, and that's a good thing, I believe.
Thank you very much, the world's Ben Gilbert in Cairo. There is a lot more news from Egypt, of course. For the latest from the BBC, plus a sample of what's being said from Cairo on Twitter, check out theworld.org/Egypt. That's it for our program today. But before we go, here's Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman announcing Hosni Mubarak's resignation earlier today.
Mohammed Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down from the office of President of the Republic and has charged the High Council of the Armed Forces to administer the affairs of the country. May God help everybody.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.